It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Civil Beat. Musical chairs for a familiar face, a different political party, and maybe a different office. Chad Blair joins us this morning with a story about Beth Fukumoto. Morning, Chad.
Hi, Catherine.
So interesting that she's throwing her hat out in the ring here.
Right. So she's a state representative. And, of course, she made national headlines. Gosh, it was just over a year ago when she criticized President Trump. Now, why is that so unusual? Well, at the time, she was a Republican. She was the minority leader, in fact, in the state House of Representatives. And she very publicly, very vocally denounced the president's, in her view, views towards women and minorities. Racist and sexist is really the way that she described the president. And that led to her getting a lot of attention, but it also led to her losing her position in the minority party. And subsequently, she actually left the Republican Party. She is now running as a Democrat, her first ever time as a Democrat on the ballot, and she's running for Congress.
So do you think she's going to feel any backlash? What's your sense?
Oh, gosh. There's certainly people in the Republican Party that called her a traitor, called her a fake when she left the party, switched parties. There are some probably in the Democratic Party saying, look, are you really a Democrat? But she did pass the test. She was accepted into the party. It's hard to say how people will vote. But remember, in the primary race, you know, you can actually pick up any of the ballots. You have to pick one, Democrat or Republican or nonpartisan or green. But if you are a Republican, you could vote Democrat and vice versa. So it is possible that people that maybe support her views against President Trump might actually say, look, I'm going to vote for this person because I'd like to send them to D.C. to represent us.
But she's got some pretty stiff competition in that field, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. State Senator Donna Kim, Lieutenant Governor Doug Chin, formerly the Attorney General, State Representative Kaniella Ng, and Ernie Martin, the council chair here on Oahu. So those are pretty well-known names. A recent poll, however, Star Advertiser earlier this week, stated exactly that nearly a third of the vote is undecided of the people that they surveyed. That's a lot of people up for grabs. Neither of the two front runners, Chin or Kim, really had more than 30% or so. So having Fukumoto jump in, it suggests the race is still wide open. And who knows? There's still time for another candidate or two to jump into that race as well.
Well, now, Doug Chin certainly made the headlines with the lawsuits against the Trump administration. But for the most part, Kaniella Ng and Beth are newcomers to the political scene.
Yes, they are. They're millennials. They're people in there, and I don't want to get the exact age right, but I think Beth Fukumoto turns 35 tomorrow. Ng must be late 20s, early 30s. Forgive me if I have the date wrong. Donna Kim, an experienced veteran. She's in her 60s. Doug Chin, I think mid-40s. There is a generational thing going on, and I think that's something that particularly with you see in the Me Too movement and the right to march over the gun violence and the women's movement, there's a lot of things going on right now. So these youngsters think this is their time.
Well, there are folks who say, well, the strategy is to just get your name out while you're young so that people get to know you if you have your sights set of, you know, seriously for another office down the road.
Exactly. I didn't mention Ernie Martin. You know, he may well be looking to run for Honolulu mayor. He's actually term limited, and that office should be up in 2 years' time or less. So that is one thing happens when you run for Congress. Your name is in the press a lot. You're on TV. You're in the newspapers. You're online, and you can get circulated. And if you don't win this race, maybe you've got your brand name out there for another race down the line.
Right. And, you know, I recall years ago, decades ago, when we had the recall of the Honolulu City Council members who switched parties. And I think,
sure.
You know, eventually I think that led to nonpartisan races there over at the city. But that was certainly a shock for visitors. I mean, for residents in the whole election process.
Right. And it is important to note that the county races are all nonpartisan throughout the state, not so with the legislature, not so with federal races. So we will see. There's other parties running, too, by the way, Green, Libertarian. No Republican so far has pulled papers to run for the first congressional seat representing urban Oahu. Not yet, anyway.
Okay. Well, we'll have to watch that one. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Sure.
That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.